I'm a little shorter.
长得比较小。
Hello.
弟兄姐妹好。
It's great to be here this morning with you.
很高兴今天早上在大家的当中。
Usually I speak to the youth group, so it's great to have the privilege of being here in a combined service.
我通常是跟青少年讲到，今天很高兴我们有个联合的崇拜。
So I work with Youth for Christ. I've been in youth ministry for over 20 years.
我已经在 Youth for Christ 这个事工大概20年的时间。
And my relationship has been with CCIC North Valley through Pastor David, who used to work with me.
Pastor David 一直跟我一直有同工的机会，借着他我可以认识到CCIC North Valley。
And I heard them say my name Anna Marie Claros. It's actually Anna Marie Baez because I got married three and a half years ago.
他已经结婚，所以他的 last name 已经被改过。
So I just would like to say I enjoyed worship time. Worship time was so dear to me, and I think it's so beautiful to hear both languages singing together, and I think that's going to be a little glimpse of what heaven is going to be like.
我非常喜欢崇拜，特别跟大家一起崇拜，所以用不同的语言，感觉就像在天堂一样。
But before I start, I wanted to try something.
在我开始之前，我想尝试一个不一样的东西。
And the church I grew up every morning, every Easter morning, the pastor would say at the beginning of the service, he would say, "He is risen," and the congregation would say, "He is risen indeed."
Okay, 所以在他长大的教会里面，在复活节的时候，他的牧师会说他已经复活了。我们也要说他已经复活了。
So I thought we would try that.
我们来试试看，好不好
？He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good.
Thank you. Great. Just felt a little bit like home there.
让他有一个家的感觉。
Hey, so today is a very special day. Today, Christians from all over the world will celebrate that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, who is God in human form, came to this world.
今天这刻的日子，世界各地基督徒庆祝耶稣基督降世为人。
He came to die an inhuman death of the crucifixion.
他被钉在十字架上。
And then he physically and literally rose from the dead.
但他从死里复活了。
We celebrate this because it is the foundation of our faith.
我们庆祝复活节，因为这是我们信仰的一个基础。
In fact, without this, we would have no premise for our faith.
因为若没有复活，我们的信仰就是枉然的。
So this is a time, an annual time that we have to take a break.
每一次的复活节，我们可以稍微停一下
，to pause and reflect on God's sacrificial love，
让我们回顾一下上帝牺牲的爱
，but also on His power that conquered death，
让我们也看到上帝的全能，因为他征服了死亡。
And even though we may have heard this story countless and countless of times, we should never tire of hearing it。
虽然我们常常会听到复活节的故事，可能我们从来不厌倦，因为这是改变生命的一个故事。
So this morning we are going to go back to the setting where Jesus just rose from the death.
今天我们要回到未来，回到过去，回到耶稣刚刚复活的那一段。
And we're going to look at the response of a few of the spectators that witnessed this event.
我们要一起来看看当时在现场目睹整个复活事件几个会众的回应。
But first, I would like just a quick response. How many of you are new here for the first time?
我想问一下，我们当中有谁是第一次？在我们当中的
，I'm not going to make you stand or
我不会叫你站起来。
Just want to see it.
有没有
？Okay, a few of us.
Okay.
Great.
有几个
？So we're going to do a little background just before we talked about the resurrection, but we're going to go a little background because some of us may not be familiar. Saying why did we need the resurrection? Why did we need Christ to die?
我们当中可能有些新的朋友，所以我很简要来介绍基督教，让你对我们这个复活的意义有一点了解。
So in the beginning, this is what we believe. This is what the Bible says. That God created the world, and He started with two people, Adam and Eve.
这是我们所相信的。起初神创造世界，创造了两个人，亚当夏娃。
He created them to be in relationship with Him, with each other, and with God.
他让他们彼此之间有关系，也让他们跟上帝之间有关系。
And God gave them one boundary,
神给他们一个界限
which they broke.
可是他们打破了这个界限。
And I know sometimes as children we have that problem too. Our parents give us boundaries and we decide, no, I want to do my own thing.
有时候我们也一样，父母给我们一些界限，可是我们却越过了这个界限。
The boundary was not so much the issue. It wasn't about the rule.
Oh God. 重点不在于说那个越过那个界限。
It was about mankind wanting equality with God.
问题是人想要与上帝同等。
So this disobedience brought sin into the world and separation from God.
因为人的不顺服把罪带入了这个世界，使人与神隔绝。
It was then that God devised a plan to send someone perfect.
就那时候，神为我们预备了拯救计划，一个完全的人。
God's son to pay the penalty for our sin.
神派他来拯救我们的罪。
So the Jewish people waited for centuries for the Messiah to come.
犹太人等了好几十世纪，就是弥赛亚的来临。
After 2,000 years of waiting, Jesus came in human form as an infant.
经过两千多年的等待，耶稣降世为人，以一个婴孩的方式出现在我们当中。
At the age of 30, he began his ministry.
在三十岁，他开始他的传道。
For 3 years, he traveled with a group of followers, his disciples.
三年的时间，他跟他的门徒到处传道。
As he traveled, he spoke truth, and he showed compassion through the miracles of his healing.
每到之处，他都传讲他的真理，借着他所见的神迹奇事，他表明他的怜悯跟慈爱。
But as his popularity grew, the Roman government felt a little threatened, and they plotted to kill Jesus.
当他越来越受欢迎的时候，罗马政府感到威胁，于是要策划来杀耶稣。
So the week before Easter Sunday, the week before the resurrection,
在复活前的一个主日
they took Jesus, they whipped him, and they crucified him on a painful, horrible way of dying on a cross.
他们捉拿耶稣，鞭打耶稣，用一个不人道的方法让耶稣钉在十字架上。
So he had told his disciples that this would happen, and he told his disciples that he would be raised in 3 days.
他之前已经告诉门徒，他必要钉死在十字架上，而且三天后要复活。
But because of their sadness and fear, many of them they didn't understand that they didn't grasp the concept.
因为他们被悲伤所征服了一次，他们不明白这件事情。
So this is the scene we enter.
这是我们要进入的一个情景。
We will look at 4 people and their response to the resurrection.
我们要看到四个人和他们对复活的四个回应。
And as I'm speaking, I want you to think.Who am I? Which one do I identify with?
在我分享之后，我希望你也跟着我一起想，到底我是谁？这四个人物里面，我属于哪一位？
So our first person we're going to look at is Mary.
第一个我们要分享的人物是玛利亚。
And story starts in Mark 16, so if we can pull that up so we could reference.
玛利亚的故事是记载在马可福音16章1到6节。
So Mary, along with the other women, were on their way to anoint Jesus' body.
玛利亚跟其他的妇女一起要到坟墓里面去恩膏耶稣的身体。
But instead of the body, they encountered an open tomb and an angel.
他们没有看到耶稣的身体，看到的却是一个天使跟一个空的坟墓。
So even though the angel told them that Jesus was not there,
虽然天使已经告诉他们耶稣不在这里
，that he had risen, they didn't quite understand that, and they were really afraid.
天使告诉他们耶稣已经复活了，但是他们不相信这句话，他们甚惧怕。
So this is a story where it's actually in 2 parts. Part of it is in Mark, and then the rest of the story is in John 20. So if we can turn there as well.
这故事有两个部分，第一部分是记载在马可福音，第二部分是记载在约翰福音。
So if you picture, Mary is afraid, so she's here with the women, and they leave, and then she comes back with two more disciples, with John and with Peter.
我们记得玛利亚，她当时很害怕，她回去，然后再一次回到坟墓面前，这一次带着彼得跟雅各。
So I'm going to be reading in John 20, verse 11 through 16.
讲员会念从约翰福音二十章十一到十八节。
But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stopped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw 2 angels in white sitting, one at the head of, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.Now when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her,Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She supposed him to be the gardener, and she said to him, Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is said to say, teacher.
约翰福音二十章第十一到十八节，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭到的时候，低头往坟墓里看，就看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道他放在哪里。”说了这话，就转身过来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看圆的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚转过来就说，用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼。”拉波尼的意思就是夫子的意思。耶稣就说：“不要。” 16.
Mary sees the empty tomb, and she encounters the angel again, and she sees Jesus face to face, but she is weeping.
这是时候玛利亚再回到坟墓时，她是跟耶稣面对面，可是她仍然在流泪。
So at this time, she still believes that the body is stolen.
到现在她还是认为身体是被人偷走了。
So it isn't until Jesus says her name, until he says her name Mary, that something in her clicks.
直到耶稣喊她的名字玛利亚，玛利亚才恍然大悟。
She then recognizes him fully and believes.
她终于认出耶稣，完全的相信。
So my question for you this morning, as we look at the story of Mary,
我今天早上当我们看玛利亚的故事，我要问你一个问题。
Is why did it take Mary so long to see what was right in front of her eyes?
为什么玛利亚要这么久的时间才明白过来说她所眼前所见的一切是真实的？
I believe Mary's inability to believe right away doesn't come from doubts.
我相信玛利亚的不信不是因为她心里面有疑惑
，but it comes from deep grief，
乃是因为她悲伤过度。
Sometimes isn't that true? We do the same thing。
有时候我们也像玛利亚一样
，we let our grief from disappointments and pain in our life。
我们让从失望而来的悲伤消化了我们整个力量。
Overcome us and consume us that we fail to see the hope that is right in front of us.
因为悲伤过度，我们没有办法再看到我们周围的希望。
So I want you to think about that for a moment.
我想你想想看。
Do I do that?
我是不是也跟玛利亚一样？
Am I so overwhelmed by the pain in my life?
我是不是因为生命里面所面对的悲伤？
That I can't see Jesus is right there.
没有办法看到耶稣就在那里。
So let's look at Peter.
我们要看另一个人物，彼得。
So let me remind you a little bit about the background of Peter.
让我提醒你一下关于彼得的背景。
So right after Jesus was betrayed by Judas and was taken away,
在耶稣被犹大出卖被捉走以后
，Peter denies Jesus 3 times.
彼得三次不认主。
So because of this, Peter is feeling grieved. He is feeling very, very sorry and ashamed of what he did.
因为他做的这件事，其实彼得心里面非常的难过。
So Peter first gets introduced to the story back in the Mark passage.
彼得的出现其实是记载在马可福音十六章。
This is when the angel meets the women.
是在天使跟妇女们相遇以后。
And he tells them that the body is not there, that Jesus is risen.
天使告诉他们，耶稣的身体不在这里，因为他已经复活了。
And let's look at again at verse 7.
我们看马可福音十六章的第七节。
So the angel says, "But go tell his disciples and Peter."
你可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
So why do you think the angel pointed out Peter? Why did he need to single him out?
你觉得你有没有想想看，为什么他天使要特别对彼得来说话？
He wanted Peter to know that even though he had failed, he was still worthy to be part of the miracle.
因为他要彼得知道，虽然彼得失败了，可是他仍然配得在这个神迹的一部分。
If the women had just gone back and just said he wanted the disciples to know, Peter probably would have thought that doesn't mean me anymore.
如果只是妇女对他们说主已经复活，而不是天使亲自对彼得说，可能这对他来说已经是一个很难过的事情。
Because of what I did, I don't deserve to be called one of Jesus' disciples.
因为我出卖了主，我不配得称为主的门徒。
But this is what I want you to see.
这是我要你看见的。
Jesus did not judge him or punish him for his failings.
耶稣并没有审判他的错误。
Many of us, after we fail, we don't believe that we deserve anything good.
我们很多人经过失败以后，不相信说我们该得到任何的美物。
And maybe there are some of you like that.
可能当中有这样的人。
Maybe in school or in work, you fail to stand up for God.
可能在家里、在公司或在工作上、在学校，你没有为神来站立。
So on Sundays when you come to church, you feel guilty.
当礼拜天来到教会，你觉得很内疚。
Feeling like I'm not really part of this. I don't deserve to be called a Christian.
好像我不配称为基督徒。
But God extends grace to you.
神要向我们来施恩。
So I want you to think about that for a moment. Is that me?
我要你想想看，我是彼得吗？
So let's look at Thomas next.
我们看另外一个人物，多马。
And we're moving around a little bit, but we're going back to John.
我们会在马可福音跟约翰福音那边一样的来念。
So here's the story of Thomas, and it's found in John 20, verse 24 through 28.
多马的故事是记载在约翰福音二十章二十四到二十八节。
So now Thomas.Called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. And so he said to them, Unless I see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
那十二个门徒有称为迪士马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有与他同在。那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，又指头深入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我是不信的。”
So if we were a little honest, most of us are a little hard on Thomas, right? We think, what's with Thomas? How come he didn't get it like everyone else?
有时候我们会刁难罗马，为什么他不明白其他人的见证呢？
But if we were honest with ourselves, Thomas is much like us.
其实如果我们对自己够诚实，其实多马跟我们很像。
We have our own doubts, right?
我们都有自己的疑惑。
The story of Thomas is the story of the one who didn't.
多马的故事是一个不相信复活的一个故事。
It's a story of an honest man who loved his Lord too much to confuse what he believed to be true with what only he wished was true.
这里我们所看到是非常非常的门徒，他非常爱主，到街上他有点迷惑于说他所信的是真的，还是只是他希望他所信的是真实的。
Thomas needed proof.
多马需要证据。
And here's the good news that I want to come tell you today.
我要告诉你一个极大的好消息。
God does not mind.
神一点都不介意。
He'd rather we were honest with our doubts than pretend that we don't have them.
神要我们诚实面对自己的疑惑，而不是假装我们没有疑惑。
Because the God that I know is big enough for our doubts.
因为我所认识的神足以大到处理我们的疑惑。
He doesn't want just a shallow and emotional response from us.
神不要我们肤浅与情绪化的回应
，because God wants our minds as well as our hearts.
他要我们整个心思意念。
He wants us to wrestle with our faith.
他要我们跟我们的信仰来摔跤。
Because He knows in the wrestling it will make us stronger.
因为经过这个挣扎，我们会变得更加的坚强。
So we're glad Thomas stood up for us.
我们很高兴多马为我们站立得住。
And challenged God and said, "Prove it."
他挑战上帝说：“神啊，证明给我看。”
And God didn't answer, "Thomas, don't be ridiculous."
神没有说：“托马，你太荒谬了。”
Or Thomas, "I've shown the others, and that's good enough."
神也没有说：“多马，我已经证明给其他人看，那已经足够了。”
No, this is what God said.
神并没有这么说。
God said, "Thomas, you're on."
神说：“多马，放马过来吧。”
And he rolled up his sleeves, and he showed him exactly what death and life felt like.
耶稣卷起他的袖子，让他看那钉痕的手，让他写明什么是生与死。
So the big story here is not that Thomas came to believe.
故事的重点不是多马相信了。
It's not how, but that he did.
不是多马如何相信，而是他已经相信了。
And you know what? He took that belief and he changed the world around him.
因为他的相信对他的周围带来了极大的改变。
So for those of you that need proof,
对那些需要证明的一些朋友们
I say keep wrestling.
我鼓励你继续的摔跤。
All right, now we're going to look at the story of John.
我们要看到另外一个门徒约翰。
And John's story is very simple.
约翰的故事非常的简单。
John's story, we'll look at it in John 20, verse 8.
约翰的故事是记载在约翰福音二十章的八节。
Verse 8, it says, Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed.
先到坟墓的那门徒也进去了，看见就信了。
So I love the book of John because John wrote it. He always refers to himself as the one Jesus loved or the other disciple.
约翰就是写这个约翰书的那个门徒，他常常称自己为主所爱的门徒。
So the scripture says is he saw that it was empty and he believed.
圣经里面说到他看见空的坟墓就相信了。
So what proof did he need?
他需要什么证明？
The only proof was the empty tomb.
他有的证据就是一个空的坟墓。
The beloved disciple did not have proof as we think of proof.
主所爱的门徒没有所谓的证据，就是我们人所谓的证据。
He had no legal documents of the resurrection.
他没有像什么复活的法律证据。
Yet this is what he had.
他唯有的。
He had a relationship with Jesus.
他跟耶稣有密切的关系。
His own experience showed that the love between him and Jesus would not let go, even in death.
他跟神上帝的爱使他知道说没有什么可以使他与上帝的爱隔绝。
So because of the relationship and the trust he had in Jesus, the empty tomb was enough.
因为他对耶稣的相信跟他的关系，一个空的坟墓对对他来说就已经足够了。
He saw and he believed.
他看见就信了。
So in many ways, this is the childlike faith. This was the me when I was 9 years old, and I heard of what Jesus did for me on the cross, and I said, yes, I'm going to follow you.
这就像一个小孩子信心，就像我当年九岁的时候，我听到这个故事，耶稣的故事，我就相信了。
So I want you to go back. Let's go back and look at these four.
我们再回过来，看看这四个人物。
So my question is, again, who are you?
我的问题还是，你是哪一位呢？
Are you like Mary?
你像玛利亚吗？
Have you experienced so much pain and suffering that you can't see past your circumstance to reach out to the one who offers you hope?
你是不是像玛利亚要经人生经历很多的痛苦苦难，以致你没有办法像看到那位向你伸出援手的耶稣？
Or perhaps you're like Peter.
或许你像彼得。
Maybe you've grown up knowing God, but lately your actions and words have denied the truth that is in you.
也许你从小在教会长大，可是最近你的行为举止与你所信的不相称。
It is never too late to come back to God, church.
我们从来不会太晚回到上帝的面前。
He loves you despite your failings.
尽管你失败了，上帝仍然爱你。
Or perhaps you're like Thomas.
或许你像多马。
You're still wrestling around with your mind and your heart.
你还在你的信仰当中在挣扎。
You're thinking, is there really a God? Is this true?
你在想，真的是有一真神吗？这是真实的吗？
Or is the resurrection a hoax?
复活是一个真实，还是一个大骗局？
To those of you I encourage, keep wrestling.
对于这样的人，我鼓励你继续在你的信仰上征战。
Because the scripture says those who seek the truth will find it.
因为圣经里面说寻求真理的必寻见。
Or perhaps you're like James.
或者是你像雅各。
Your response is you saw and you believed.
你看见了你就相信。
In a moment, I believe we're still going to be witnessing a baptism.
Yes. 我们等一下会有荣幸见证一个点水礼。
This is very exciting.
这是非常兴奋的一件事情。
Because this is a person who has heard the gospel and has responded, yes, I believe.
这里就有一个人，他听见福音，然后他说，是的，我相信。
So whatever your response, church,
不管你对你的回应是什么，
as you encounter the resurrection, do not let it leave you unchanged.
当你面对耶稣的复活的时候，不要让他在你的生命里没有做任何的改变。
So we're going to bow our heads at this moment.
我们要一起来安静祷告。
And I'm going to give you a moment to pray silently.
我要给你一段时间安静在上帝的面前来祷告。
And I want to give you a chance. If you're like Mary, give your disappointment to God.
我要给你一个机会，若是你像 玛利亚，把你的痛苦交给耶稣。
And if you're like Peter, ask God for forgiveness.
如果你像彼得，求上帝赦免你的罪。
And if you're like John,
若是你像约翰，
thank him for a sacrifice for you.
谢谢耶稣对你的牺牲。
And if you're like Thomas,
若是你像多马，
say God, I need to know.
告诉他说，上帝，我需要认识你。
Dear God, we come to you this Easter morning with grateful hearts. We thank you that your grace meets each of us wherever we are in our journey. We thank you that your power raised Jesus from the dead, that it also resides in each of us that know you. God, help us to be a light in this very dark world. And we ask in your precious name of Jesus. Amen.